This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
Hi, I'm Rob Dalton. Joining us today is Dr. Julie Gilchrist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Injury Center. Hello, Dr. Gilchrist.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
What is a concussion?
Well, concussions are also known as mild traumatic brain injuries, can be caused by a bump or a blow to the head or the body, and it causes the brain to move about inside the skull. A concussion can change the way the brain normally works, and even a ding, or sometimes people say getting your bell rung, or what seems to be a mild bumper blow can be serious, and concussions can occur in any sport or recreational activity.
What are the signs and symptoms of a concussion?
Well, there are lots of them, and coaches or parents may observe many different signs that can indicate an athlete has sustained a concussion. The athlete can appear dazed or confused. They can forget sports plays. They can be unsure of the score or who they're playing. They may stumble or move clumsily. They could answer their questions slowly. They can even lose consciousness, even briefly. Sometimes they show behavior or personality changes, and they may not recall events around the time of the hit or a fall. And these are the signs. Symptoms, you know, can include headaches, blurred vision, and a whole host of different symptoms. Signs and symptoms of a concussion can last from several minutes to days, weeks, months, or even longer in some cases. So it's important to recognize signs and symptoms and see a healthcare provider right away.
Who would you say is at most risk for sports and recreation-related concussions?
Well, concussions are commonly reported injuries in children and adolescents who participate in sports and recreational activities. An estimated 135,000 sports and recreation-related traumatic brain injuries, including concussions, are treated in U.S. hospital emergency departments each year in children 5 to 18 years. And the greatest number of TBI-related emergency department visits in these children resulted from bicycling, football, basketball, playground activities, and soccer. But these are also common activities with many participants, so we can't say that they're the riskiest.
All right.
We don't have participation information to directly compare activities, but we can compare the proportion of all injuries seen in the emergency department for an activity that are related to traumatic brain injury. For instance, 1/10 of all injuries in horseback riding that were treated in an emergency department involved traumatic brain injury. And other activities with a high proportion of TBI among kids included ice skating, riding all-terrain vehicles, hockey, and tobogganing or sledding.
As a coach or a parent, if you witness what you think is a concussion, how soon can an athlete return to play following a concussion?
Well, an athlete with a concussion should not return to play until a healthcare professional with experience in evaluating for concussion says that it's okay. Athletes who return to play too soon, while their brain is still healing from a concussion, risk having a second concussion. And second concussions can be very serious. They can cause permanent brain damage and affect a child for a lifetime.
I understand that, but what are the long-term effects of a concussion?
Well, traumatic brain injuries can cause a wide range of functional changes, which can affect thinking, language, learning, emotions, behavior, and even how you feel things or sensation. Even relatively mild brain injuries can result in health consequences such as impaired thinking, memory problems, and emotional or behavioral changes. And again, athletes who return to play too soon put themselves at increased risk for very severe second impact syndrome or second concussions.
You talk about second-time concussions, but initially, how can a concussion be prevented?
Well, it can be a little different for every sport, but there are steps that can be taken to protect youth from concussion. First, you want to ensure that athletes follow their coaches' rules for safety and the rules of the sport. You want to encourage athletes to practice good sportsmanship at all times and make sure that they wear the right protective equipment for their activity. Equipment such as helmets, padding, eye and mouth guards can help. And a protective equipment should fit properly, be well-maintained, and be worn consistently and correctly. And finally, if you learn the signs and symptoms of concussion, that will help in ensuring that you respond appropriately if someone sustains one.
What is the CDC doing to help prevent sports and recreation-related concussions?
Well, CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control has developed Heads Up Concussion in Youth Sports. It's a free toolkit to help youth sports coaches, administrators, parents, and even the athletes recognize the signs and symptoms of a concussion and to respond to concussions appropriately.
That's a great idea. What is included in the CDC's new toolkit for coaches, Heads Up Concussion in Youth Sports?
The toolkit contains a fact sheet for coaches, and a specific fact sheet for athletes and for parents, each in English and in Spanish. It has a clipboard with concussion facts right on the back, so coaches will have it right at hand, and also a magnet with facts for coaches and parents. It has a poster that coaches can use in their offices, if you have a concession stand or any place where people can see it. And finally, a quiz for anyone who's using the toolkit to test their concussion knowledge.
That's a lot of great information. How do you get a copy of the toolkit, and can anyone order it?
Anyone can order it, and it can be ordered by visiting CDC's website at www.cdc.gov/concussion-in-youth-sports, all one word. And all materials can also be directly downloaded in both English and Spanish directly from the website.
Downloading makes it easy, but is there any cost for ordering the toolkit?
Nope, it's free.
That's great. Why is this information so important to the CDC?
Well, more than 38 million boys and girls participate in organized youth sports in the USA today. And we know that youth sports coaches and administrators are eager to keep the athletes safe and healthy. And that's why CDC wants to equip coaches and administrators with heads-up concussion in youth sports. The coaches are on the front line in the effort to identify and respond to concussions, and they'll play an important role in sharing this information with the athletes and parents. Because of this, we're sending these toolkits to youth sports administrators and organizations and urging them to order kits for all the coaches in their
leagues. Dr. Julie Gilchrist, thank you.
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit www.cdc.gov.